Hello and welcome. I'm Richard from Veg Grower Podcast, and this is episode 61. And it's the 25th of April 2016, and I'm titling this episode Apologies, because I got to apologise for no episode last week. And my reason for this is that I was very, very poorly, very ill. I wasn't hospitalised, I was at home ill. It wasn't that bad. I probably should have seen a doctor, but I didn't, as typical for me. But me and my wife came down with some illness. Didn't go to work, didn't leave the house, pretty much stayed in bed, didn't eat, or if I did eat, it was just fruit and sank quite easy. It was a bit of a nasty one, I have to admit. I didn't even put a post on a podcast because I just couldn't face it. All I wanted to do was sleep. That's why I'm sorry. There was no podcast. I really apologise for that. I had plans for a podcast last week. I knew what I was going to discuss. I was going to discuss all the different types of compost in a bit. But I'm going to do that next week now. And this week I'm just going to give you updates on what's been happening over the last couple of weeks. So, yeah. As I say, that's why there was no podcast last week. Again, I do apologise. I know I've been doing a weekly podcast this year, and it's paying off. If anybody out there was upset with myself for not having a podcast last week, let me know and I'll refund your money. unfortunately, there's nothing more I can say or do about that. So, yeah, as I say, today is just going to be about updates. Probably not going to be quite as long as the normal podcast, but there's quite a few updates to get through, actually. I'll start, as always, with the allotment. Now, I didn't go up this weekend just gone. I went up the weekend before. In fact, it's been over weeks since I've been there because of this illness. But when I went there, I was there for a good few hours on that weekend, and what I did, I built the gooseberry beds. Well, I built two and a half out of them. The one on the end where there's already a gooseberry, the gooseberries that's there is in slightly the wrong place, so I'm going to have to move that when the time comes. Probably be winter now. It's a bit of a wrong time to do that, but the other two are built. I've just got to lay those with cardboard and horse manure and plant them in. And that's looking good. Now with this, I had plans for where my red currant bushes were going to go, and after laying out the gooseberry beds, I've decided I'm not having them now. I'm going to have them running parallel to the raspberry canes. So that'd be the currant bushes and the tabry and the one of the others, and I can't think what it's called at the moment. Loganberry. They're going to be there. And as I say, they're going to be running parallel. So they're going to be slightly smaller beds, but we'll see nearer the time when that comes. And then just got on and done some weeding. Now, weeds are coming thick and fast at the moment. More so in the carrot and parsnip bed, because that's where obviously a lot of the soil is just dead, and it's open to the nature. The heavily manured beds aren't doing too bad. I get a few deep-rooted leaved weeds, which come out quite easy. But mostly it's pretty good, very, very good. So, this no-dig bed method is actually working quite well. Potatoes. All the potatoes are now planted. I managed to get those done the last couple I had to do. So they're all planted, and growing away now. In fact, some of the early, the first ones I'd done, I think they were the Home Guard, and they've just started to show when I was there. Probably really showing now. In probably all the pots, hopefully. I'm hoping to get out down there tomorrow and have a look. But we'll, yeah. That's definitely a great thing. It shows that they are growing, and hopefully we'll get some decent potatoes out of them. In fact, now all I've got to do with potatoes is feed and water, which I'm quite pleased about. Normally I'm having to think about I've got to fill them up again and keep them going. So let's just hope that this method works. Now, the biggest reason I didn't go over at this weekend, although I felt well enough, is that I hadn't got to Brighton to get any more horse manure to keep filling it up with. Unfortunately, this has been the biggest problem I have, is getting this horse manure. Everything else I can pretty much do. It's quite easy. It's just getting the horse manure means spending an hour driving over to Brighton, filling it up, which only takes 10 minutes, and then an hour driving back. And these bins are heavy when I do it. So what this means is that basically if I've been working in Brighton or over that way, it's the only time I've really filled up or really got horse manure, which means things are getting a little bit behind. So I need to find somewhere more locally I can get horse manure. I do know places that I can get horse manure, but they do charge. And I don't mind paying, I have to admit, but the amount I need, it would cost a fortune. So I've got to be realistic. So, if there's anybody out there near Littlehampton that has horse manure they need to get rid of, let me know. Get in touch. That's richard@theveggrowpodcast.co.uk. You can email me on if that helps. Okay, so home. Basically, at home, I've been potting on more plants, the chilies and the things. They're getting to really, really grow quite well now. After potting them on, I'm watering and I'm feeding them with either my worm juice or some Miracle-Gro I've got lying around, or seaweed. But yeah, a lot of the things are really growing. The little seedlings are growing along quite well and establishing some decent roots. Now, I believe I've said before, I'm recently got some shelving that works on these root drainers. Now, I was driving around, and the root drainers, generally, most garden centres, you're looking about £12 for one pack, and that's one set of root drainers for about 6 books with 4 in each, 4 root drainers for, or 4 plants, room for 4 plants, for £11. Well, I've been basically buying them as I need them, as not wanting to waste money again. But I happened to go into one of my favourite garden centres. Unfortunately, it's not close to me. It's down in the New Forest. But when I was passing there, I always stop off there. As they tend to sell things quite cheap. Well, I'm glad I did, because when I walked in there, I saw my shelving units. And they were on a deal. And it was a shelving unit with 10 of these root trainer packs for £12. I thought, oh, that I would pay that for one pack. But I didn't really need any extra shelving. But then I noticed just underneath them, they had boxes of the root trainers. And there's 2 in a box for £1.95. I bought 5 boxes, giving me 10 root trainers for £10. Well, that's hell of a saving. You know, they would normally cost me 12 quid for one, and I got a 10 for a tenner, a pound each. In fact, it was less than that, really, but, you know, I'm just rounding it off here. Yeah. Need I say any more? I'm chuffed to pieces with that. Yesterday I sowed some pumpkin and sunflower seeds. Basically, I'm sort of looking at what I need to grow, and there's not many more seeds I now need to sow. It's mainly beans and brassicas I just need to get sowing. So I sowed some pumpkins, as they're on my list, and once they've germinated, I think I'll be turning off the heated propagators as they've done their job. Talking of beans, I did sow some bolotti and French beans and some cannellini beans a few weeks ago, and you may remember I said they seem to be covered in a mould. Well, they haven't grown, and Sank seems to have dug up a lot of the beans and eaten them. So I've left them and seen what they're doing, and I've bought new seeds. We'll see how they go, and I'll sow some more one day soon. Yesterday, I noticed the worm. We had produced enough liquid that it was overfilling again, so I've drained some more of that worm juice off. Just using it up quite a bit now as it's getting there, but I'm not sure I'm quite using it fast enough to I'm producing more than what I can produce it in, but I'm sure I'll use it if I use it more often. But this has given me an idea for a podcast in a couple of weeks of where I'm going to talk about homemade plant food. So please bear that in mind. And if you want to add anything for that one, let me know. That'd be in a couple of weeks. Compost bins, as you know, the bigger one out of the three is filled up, and the second one, I'm about halfway through filling that up, what with the chickens and lawn cuttings, basically. So I'm turning them over all the time now, or once a week, and they seem to be doing quite fast, actually. I think by the time I've got into the third one, I probably will be emptying the first one. So, yeah, that's good, especially at this time of year. And then I can get that compost out of there and put that to use. I mean, the compost I have taken out, I've been using to grow on plants. So, yeah, it'll be used for that again. Bear Grylls doing well, the chickens. Still producing two eggs a day, quite more than what I need. Eating all my slugs and snails when I find them. They seem quite happy. Only trouble is they do get into the veg plot and try digging up plants and stuff. So I've basically built a cage to keep them off. They're still finding a way in where I've got to build it a bit more, but yeah. I'm going to be building more and more cages anyway, just to keep them off things and in things and so on and so on. But the areas they can get in the veg plot, that they're digging that soil over really well and getting it down and doing exactly what I wanted them to do. The salad leaves, been using those up actually. I'm using them as cut and come again salad leaves. I mean, the pots I sowed them in are probably a bit too small, because I only really get enough for one meal or for one person. So I cut them off, use it, and then I put it back outside and let it grow again. It's working, but I think I've got to sow more, sow bigger, and get it used. But now the point shed is hopefully going to be a bit clearer. I should have a bit more room for things like salads and herbs that I'm going to be sowing more and more of over the next few weeks. And talking of herbs, we've actually been using those a bit more often. The parsley I sowed weeks ago, used that quite a bit. And quite nice. The mint has really grown on in the last few weeks, looking really nice. So we're using that in a few meals. The thyme is doing well. The only one that's not, there's two that's probably not quite there. The lemon verbena, it's just starting to spring into life. It's just a little bit slow, but it is still a bit on the early side. And the lemongrass, I'm a bit unsure if that's going to survive, but I'll leave it and we'll see. But everything else is just springing into life and becoming fairly tasty. Okay, so the last thing I've got to update you on, and this dates back a couple of years ago now, a hose I called eggs hose. I bought it and I was really pleased with it, and I still am really pleased with it. It's one of these that extends under pressure, so it stores up quite small, which is why we got it in the old house. In this one, it's a bit too small. Well, my wife used it last week when we were ill, just to clean something up. And today I went out and used it, and I noticed, there seems to be a split in it. So, and the water's leaking out of there, and it's actually in the hose, not the anywhere else, and it can't be repaired. Can't even duct tape it to try and get it to do its thing. So, that's just how that goes. So, I'm not sure if we're going to be able to keep using it or what, really. It still does its what all hoses does. You know, carries water. It doesn't quite stretch like it used to. But, yeah. I mean, it is a couple of years old, but then for the price, you expect it to last. So, I'm not sure what we're going to do with that. It's kind of, it works, but it's got this massive leak in it, so I got covered in water when I was trying to use it. It's probably going to have to go eventually, but for the time being, it'll be fine. Okay, so let's wrap up for today. Actually, this has been, I'm at the 18-minute mark, so it has been a fairly long podcast just on updates. So, all being well, I'll get a podcast out next week again. And in that one, as I said, I want to talk about all the different types of compost. So, anything you want me to add while I'm doing my research over the next week, let me know. And that's at richard@theveggrowpodcast.co.uk. I'm going to be recording and editing a video over the next couple of days to get on YouTube and on the website. So please do look out for that. And as always, please do visit the website, theveggrowpodcast.co.uk. Where you find a forum, every episode, and some growing guides and things like that. So with that, thanks for listening. I'm Richard from Veg Grow Podcast.